Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
This came out of the Trib today. Workers at O'Hare International Airport are threatening to strike during the busy Thanksgiving travel week to draw attention to their fight for a $15 hourly wage and what they feel are shoddy working conditions. Let me throw this out to organized labor, and I support people's right to make a good living, and I know, you know, certain jobs at the airport, like the cabin cleaners, baggage handlers, janitors, wheelchair attendants, those are the ones who are threatening to go on strike. You're not going to get the public behind you if you strike during what is one of the most, the busiest and the most hectic and the most patience-trying weekends that people are flying. So do not, do what you want, but I don't think you're going to garner any sympathy from the public. Because if I get onto a filthy plane or I can't get anywhere because folks are on strike and I have to cross a picket line to get on my flight to go to grandma's house, I am not going to be a happy camper. It's just not, it's not going to work out. Because people are stressed enough. Rob, you're staying in town for Thanksgiving, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at you, poured a big Bourbon County Stout. You're a man.
It's good.
You're like, oh, man.
This will help me get through the holiday travel season, right?
I think it's gonna do something for you.
You need a few of these at O'Hare next week.
I hope this doesn't happen. The president of the SEIU, see, and these workers who are going to strike, they're not in a union. But the union is trying to help them to maybe, you know, organize them down the line, which we know. He said workers are really frustrated because they've been fighting and they've been trying to get the powers to be that hear their voice, which is tough. I understand that. I understand the plight of the working man because, unlike some people who claim to be in touch with the common man, I am a working man. You know, you're a working man.
We are.
We know what it's like to have to go out and earn a living. We're not in some ivory tower somewhere. But I also know that for something like this to work, you need some sort of public backing. Like the teachers, when they threaten to go on strike, they need parents and the public to kind of back them. Anybody that goes on strike, if everybody turns against you, management's going to go, well, we'll just get somebody else. You guys aren't union anyway. We have no sympathy for you.
And with roughly 500 people going on strike, certainly this will not bring O'Hare Airport to its knees. But it's going
It'll be
just of an annoyance to aggravate people, and I heard you just say it. This is not going to bode well for their cause.
No.
And, again, this is, in my view, a play by the union just to increase their membership and to kind of buoy, you know, their agenda.
Workers have to understand, yeah, it's great to be in a union, but if you're on strike, you're not getting any money. The union still wants you to, you know.
Correct.
You still got to pay up.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they can figure something out. And, you know, I don't know what the wheelchair attendants make, but I know if I'm someone who needs a wheelchair, I want those people there.
Right.
And if they're there and I learn of their plight, maybe I'll support them more. And I don't know what the average citizen can do, you know, other than send a letter or voice their opinion somewhere. But I do know that the average citizen, if they start complaining enough, the people at O'Hare are going to go, well, just, you know what, we'll move on to somebody else. Somebody who's willing to work for this, who's not going to argue, who doesn't want to be unionized, and we'll just go. And that's not, you know, that's not always the best thing, to let the power, the man have all the power, but the man doesn't really have the power. The customers have the power.
I agree with you. I'm all for people making as much as they can possibly make.
Right.
But there would be an interesting cost analysis. I would like to know how much, for instance, those wheelchair attendants make, because then if the SEIU gets a hold of you and gets their meat hooks into you and makes you become a member of the union, so now all of a sudden you've got to pay union dues, you're still paying taxes, you're still paying all the other things that come out of your paycheck, so does that knock you right back down to where you are now? So how much
further are
you ahead?
If suddenly you get benefits, because people should have benefits,
sure,
but those benefits are not coming free anymore.
No.
Those benefits cost more and more. So, you know, like you said, now you're $15 or $16, how much is it really?
It is right back to $9 an hour.
Right. And you're like, oh, but we did all this. Somebody asked, Carol wanted to know, when is a convenient time to strike? She gets my point, but there is no convenient time, but there's times that are less, that are going to cause less public outrage than others. You know, you go on strike this week or last week or the week between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you'll still get your point across because there's always a lot of travelers.
Right.
But we all know come Wednesday morning, every news monkey in Chicago is going to be out at O'Hare. It's like, oh, I can't believe the lines. The wait is in, you know, it's unbelievable.
No, we'll be on it. That's
oh, yeah,
for sure.
No, I like it. And when I say news monkey, you know, present company included.
Exactly.
But no, I mean mostly the TV people who stand in the terminal.
Yeah.
And they're, look
yeah.
at the lines. Yeah, we all kind of knew because we listened to WGN.
92-year-old Mrs. Smith missed her flight because she couldn't find a wheelchair attendant. Details
see?
At 9.
That's going to be it. And once Mrs. Smith, once 92-year-old Mrs. Smith can't get to her gate, people are going to lose their minds. And somebody's going to say, you know what? Take the union and bug out.
Yeah.
We don't need. So we'll see. I know you guys will be all over it. All over it. Are you working the holidays?
It'll be in-depth coverage, Brian.
who gets that aside? Now, we don't send people out to the airport anymore, do we?
We don't. We rely on our partners up at TV. They'll have they'll have the trucks out there, and it'll be all official looking.
Oh,
and
I can't wait.
Have a telescopic satellite up there. And
that's high
going
tech.
On. Yeah,
it's a lot of
stuff,
money.
Man.
A lot of money to show us the inside of the United Terminal.
But no, I'm not. I've got Thanksgiving Thursday and Friday off, so it'll be nice.
I'm not anti-union. Somebody's saying I'm anti-union.
No,
I'm not
no.
anti-union.
No,
I'm saying I'm wondering if this is a good move for people who are not these people who are threatening to strike are not union. And what and as Rob pointed out, and I agree, you have to see if is it worth your gamble? If you're going to are you going to make that much more to balance out the dues and everything else, or are you better off the way you are? Now, granted, you can't organize and you don't really have a lot of leverage, so you have to look at that, you know?
And I'm sure O'Hare officials are looking at the numbers and saying, 500 employees, give or take, we'll roll the dice over the Thanksgiving holiday.
And
we can absorb that.
Yeah, and they need to look at it too and say, all right, what's fair? What's the market? What's for the happiness and comfort of our customers? What is it worth to our bottom line to say, all right? And I don't know what they make, but like you said, say they make $9, $10.
Mm-hmm.
How much more is it worth it to us to pay that to keep everything running smoothly, or do we hold the line and say no? This is what the job pays, and this is the way it goes.
What is the ROI, as we like to say in business,
return on investment? I'm not even in business. I knew what that meant.
I know.
That's phenomenal.
So
let's see. Cal, he was involved in the original strike. Hi, Cal. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you. I'm going back to the days when I was a youngster, and my mother was a member of AFRA in those days,
right.
The 14th. And I remember walking the picket line with her, and the reason that WGN is the station it is because of AFRA, the membership, the strikes that needed to be done, the discussions with Colonel McCormick. I remember Colonel McCormick's dogs. That's how little I was at the time.
Wow.
I thought they were horses. So I go back a long time.
How big were these dogs, Cal?
They were big enough that I rode them, they tell me. In all fairness, the problem is that the union members don't stand behind other members. In other words, in the days that I'm talking about, if you were a member of a union, you didn't cross a picket line.
Right.
You also didn't wear clothes that weren't made by union members.
Mm-hmm.
And when AFRA was important, it literally brought the broadcast industry, which I don't know if you're aware of it, but Chicago was the main hub at one time for all radio and then later television because we were the center of the country.
Right.
So that in those days, if you broadcast, they couldn't broadcast across the country. They broadcast from Chicago east and turn around after that was done and broadcast west. But in the days of growing radio and television, unions were very important. Unfortunately, from your voice at least, you aren't old enough to remember those days, but unions made this town, made this country, and I have to tell you, I'm not a union member, but I support the need of labor to voice its opinion and be strong, because without it, this country wouldn't be what it is.
Well, that's right. And
we've had all those problems, and the public needs to be aware that these people have to make a living.
Of course.
Number one, if they make a living, there'll be less public aid. People don't understand that.
No, Cal, I think we do, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. We do understand it. I was just saying, I think if you're trying to garner support from the public behind your cause, and I'm not saying this is not a good cause, you have to think, what is the impact? What are we going to gain from striking this weekend? Yeah, you're going after the bosses at O'Hare, and you know that this is a busy time for them. All right, is that the way to go, as opposed to doing it another time, when maybe you could get a little more public support? That's all I'm asking. And I'm in a union. I came from a union family. I remember my mom was in the teachers union. My dad was administration. And I remember during strikes, there were, you know, she was going to picket and he had to cross the lines. And it was not pleasant sometimes at our house.
Look, not a whole lot in Chicago gets done, especially big projects, without the go-ahead from the unions. So let's cast that aside right now. Chicago is still and will always probably be a union town.
Of course.
Although some of the strength has been diminished over the years, the reality of unions and not unions and workers and those who are union and not part of a union, there's just not a whole lot of money to go around these days. That's just the stark reality of the times that we live in. And again, I am a capitalist. I am all for anyone out there making as much money as they could possibly make. But we just talked about it, and I'll keep beating this dead horse. You've got to look at what you're going to gain by going on strike, by joining up with the SEIU or Ask Me or any of the other big unions.
Right.
Are you coming out ahead? And if you do the cost analysis and you come out way ahead, then by all means, go for it.
And people want to weigh in on this story that there is a threatened strike by O'Hare workers. They are threatening to go on strike next week during the busiest travel season of the year. We've got time for a couple calls. Let's get to those at 312-981-7200. Craig wants to weigh in. Hi, Craig. You're on WGN.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I live in Buffalo Grove. We have 40,000 residents. I've been attending the budget hearings for the last 5 years.
Okay.
This year, what we're seeing is the pensions of fire and police are they're more than double since 2013. Same number of police, same number of fire, but the benefits and pensions of those two departments have more than doubled.
And you're blaming that on the unions? That's the unions?
And that's what my trustees tell me. They tell me there's nothing they can do. These contracts are negotiated by the unions. So I tell you that most people will tell you that unions are a wonderful thing until they start gouging the public, because I have this little device I call a money faucet. It's a faucet with dollar signs on it.
Got it.
Because audience, whenever they want more money, they just turn on the money faucet, and out it comes from you and I, the taxpayer.
All right, Craig, thanks for giving us your opinion. Let's get to Jeff real quick. Jeff, we got about a minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, how you doing today?
Good, I'm well, thanks.
Conversation.
Thank you.
Unions they're not what they used to be 20, 30, 40 years ago. Unions now, it's almost like they take advantage of, the contractor. I worked at McCormick Place setting up a show, and the foremen were telling me, what are you doing? You need to slow down. We want to get the dinner call so we can get time and a half, so we can get double time. They take advantage of the contractors, get astronomical benefits of medical, dental, pension. And, you don't realize what it costs companies. And it's never enough. It's always contract negotiations. The teachers, they always decide to, negotiate their contract September and October. Why can't they negotiate it in June, July?
Well, they had tried negotiating it for a while.